From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Dave Beck. When I was a kid in the 1960s and my parents brought out the party music, it was very often the sounds of trumpets and mallet instruments playing sassy, sultry, Latin-flavored sounds. KUOW's Amanda Wild recently played some music for me that took me right back to that era. The music was from a 1965 Diet Pepsi jingle. From there, the jingle was expanded into a hit song for a group called the Bob Crew Experience. I spoke with Amanda about this tune that sounds familiar. It's music that I can easily imagine Don Draper and the other Mad Men giving a big thumbs up.
This song is called Music to Watch Girls By. You know, we had already heard popular songs such as Cole Porter's It's Da Lovely turned into a DeSoto commercial. Now we get into this era of advertising where jingles become full songs. And that happened with several songs during this era.
So how did it make that transition from commercial jingle to full-on tune?
A composer named Sid Rahman wrote the jingle, and he wrote a lot of jingles, in fact, but he did more than jingles. He is one of only a few artists who can claim to have won an Academy Award, an Emmy Award, as well as a Grammy Award. You may wonder, what did he win an Academy Award for? And it was scoring of the musical picture West Side Story,
wow,
which you may recall. But I find it fascinating, as catchy as this is, that it really isn't sampled more. It really is sort of a time capsule, I think, but a very telling one. Not only did the Bob Crew Experience have a big hit with it, but then words were added, and guess who? Andy Williams had a big hit with it as well.
The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by. Eye to eye. They solemnly convene to make the scene, which is the name of the game. Watch a guy or watch a dame on any street in town. Up and down, and over and across, romance's boss. Guys talk, girl talk, it happens everywhere. Eyes watch, girls walk, with tender loving care.
And now we add lyrics, and instead of the horns, we have voices doing that part of the song. So it starts going through all these subtle changes. So the song is very adaptable.
Yeah.
So adaptable that it made its way across the country like wildfire and then across the world. And so there's a German version. There's a very odd French version. There are several French versions, but one we picked, La Joue de Téléphone.
Hello.
You know, most of the tunes that we do, Amanda, on Sounds Familiar are spread out over decades, 100 years sometimes, lots of different versions. But this is all concentrated in the mid to late 1960s.
Right.
Why do you think that is?
So we said this song's sort of a time capsule because it's not sampled so much today, but yet it's ubiquitous. We all kind of remember it, even if it's before our time. That song sounds familiar. Well, I think it embedded itself in our consciousness. And how I even came across this song and brought it to you was that my brother was visiting my sister. They're both older. And they had a fragment of this song in their head from childhood. And we're asking each other, where did we hear this from? It's something that was on TV. And they had come up with their own words. So they remembered a very small fragment. And then my brother came from visiting my sister to up here to visit me. He gave me the fragment and asked me about it. And so by that night, I was ordering this original advertising 7-inch single that I played for you today.
What's great about it these days is you go on Facebook and you share these little ideas and they get spread around. We call it memes. Music to watch Girl Spy was a meme before there were memes, I guess.
That's absolutely true.
That last bit of music is from Leonard Nimoy's 1967 recording, Music to Watch Space Girls By. Leonard Nimoy is, of course, best known for playing Mr. Spock on Star Trek. That tune that sounds familiar is called Music to Watch Girls By. It was first heard in a 1965 Diet Pepsi commercial. KUOW's Amanda Wild brought us the history behind the song. You can watch videos featuring the tune at our website, kuow.org. And Amanda has posted an antidote guaranteed to remove this earworm in the highly likely event it becomes lodged in your brain. I'm Dave Beck, KUOW 94.9.